Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So what we did was simply go into federal court and argue that the fact that using survey data instead of the real census data violates federal law, including the well-established one person, one vote principle under the U.S. Constitution. And, you know, it's interesting. More than 50 good government groups and community advocacy organizations implored the General Assembly to wait for the official census counts, but the majority refused to do that. Instead, went ahead and drew a map instead.
That is Senate Minority Leader Dan McConkie. He was talking to WGN's Anna DeVlantis earlier today about the lawsuit the Republicans have filed against the Democrats and the State Board of Elections. Okay, joining us again today on a phone line is Susan Deggs White. She's the chair of counseling at Northern Illinois University. Susan, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so last time we talked was about the different levels of friendship, right? And reconnecting with them and maybe dumping some friends during the pandemic?
Yeah, dumping friends or maybe cutting back some
cutting
friendship.
Back. Well, here's why I'm asking.
Weeding your garden.
Because you talked about friends in the foreground and everything like that. And, you know, I'm not going to make this too personal, but since we talked, I had two events. I went golfing with three high school buddies. And then last weekend, we have a group of about, I don't know, 50 to 100 Marquette alums who get together once a year. And at both of those events, I see some of them I haven't seen in 20 years, 25 years. And it's like nothing ever changed. You fall right back into those friendships and relationships. And I was talking to one of my buddies about it. The high school friends we were with, we only spent 2 years together. There have been people I've spent 2 years with since then who I don't have that relationship with. So why is it, what is it about those formative times that create these lifelong relationships?
Well, you know what's happening when you're in high school? You're forming your identity, and you're trying to figure out exactly who you are. And during high school, that's when we form our strongest, most tight-knit friendship groups. It's just because we need to look to other people. They're kind of like our mirror. And we look to other friends to kind of validate who we are and who we're becoming. And so as we go through time, that when we see those people, it takes us back in our hearts to that space in our life, and we realize how much they meant to us.
So then do those people form us more than other people?
We use them to bounce our thoughts, our identities, and to try out new roles with them.
Okay.
You know, if you think about high school where everyone's got to look the same and use the same lingo and kind of, you know, you want to be friends who are the jocks or you want to be friends with those who are the brains. You know, we always kind of want to put people in cliques in high school especially because we're really trying to figure out who are we going to be when we get outside of this safe high school environment. And so we're using, like I said, our friends are kind of our mirrors for ourselves.
Interesting. Yes. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Doctor.
Oh no, because it's just that it's a magic time. All those kind of formational periods in life are awesome, but that transition between adolescent and adult, I mean, that's really key because it kind of sets the stage for every decade after that.
Okay, so now we're passing through a different period from pandemic to post-pandemic, and we seem to have lost our niceness.
Yeah, we sure have. You know, I think that idea of cultural civility being a casualty of COVID. And I think that has happened. And a lot of this comes from the fact that we were locked in our homes or, you know, locked in a very different existence for, you know, 15, 16 months. And what we do, if we don't use a skill, we lose the skill. And one of the first skills it seems that we have lost as a nation is that sense of pro-social behavior and that sense of, I joked about using our inside voices. It's like we've forgotten how to use our inside voices and how to take turns because we were kind of the masters of our kingdom for so long that we forgot how to get along with other people.
But it seems as if we should be less fearful now than we were during the pandemic. And do you think the fear would lead to bad behavior? And I think it did, right? Some of the people tearing down the masks, kiosks, and things like that.
Yeah, Right. And a lot of that also has to do with the idea of losing control of our own selves. You know, people felt like our control was taken away when we were encouraged to stay home, when restaurants closed, when we couldn't do the things we'd always done. It felt like somebody was telling us what we could and couldn't do. And if you think about an adolescent, if you think about a two-year-old, the biggest way to get a reaction is to tell them what? No. And so it's like we held on to all these reactions. We had to stuff them down for all these months, and now that we're able to get back out, it's suddenly I'm going to take control. I'm going to do what I want to do when I want to do it, and I don't care, you know, who's in the way of who gets in my way. I'm going to move forward because it's my turn.
Maybe you are describing me because I no, really, I'm not very proud of this, and because I'm certainly not an anti-masker. I was very pro-mask throughout all of it. I followed, for the most part, all of the rules and regulations, everything I was supposed to do. But since I've been vaccinated and since the CDC said that if you're fully vaccinated, not just the CDC, but doctors I talk to every few days right here on the show, since they've said I don't need to wear a mask, I'm a little ticked that I still do have to wear a mask in this building or in this office or in certain places. So why, what am I, and that's not my, in my character really, but it bothers me.
It's like I've been good so long, why don't I get my reward? It's like I follow the rules. It's, you know, it's like in life, you know, if you follow the rules, if you get a good job, if you do all these things, then something, you'll get something at the end. The idea that we have goal-driven right behavior.
I want my star. I want my gold star.
You do. You want your gold star, and you don't want to have to wear a mask anymore. And it makes total sense because you follow the rules. And in life, we believe, you know, we're trained up to believe if we follow the rules, then good things will happen. And now we're still finding those rules about wearing masks. I know on campus, we're expected to wear a mask in buildings. And there are other places we go, and it's like, wait a second, I did what I was supposed to do. I stayed healthy. I got vaccinated. It's not right that I should have to follow these rules now.
And, you know,
it is that sense.
In my own defense, if you want to continue to wear a mask, I completely support you. If you're still concerned and cautious, I understand that. But the doctors we talk about say that if you're vaccinated,
right,
you don't need to do that. So I feel like that's being imposed on me now for reasons
right
other than scientific.
Yeah, and it's a sense of indignation, righteous indignation.
I've got my hands on my hips. Let me just tell you right now.
I can see that right now, and your feet are firmly planted, and you've got a look in your eye like, don't mess with me.
All right.
I've done what I was supposed to do. Don't expect me to keep doing these things that now seem to serve no purpose. And it is, and that kind of helps us understand how so many people who did not believe, you know, in wearing masks felt when they were told to do it.
Yes.
Because now that we've gone through, we did what we were supposed to do, and we're still being told what to do. And this should help us have empathy for all the folks who got so angry about the mask mandates, even if it was what we needed to do to protect ourselves and to protect others. It hopefully gives us a little hint of understanding, because a lot of us thought, why are they so angry? It's no big deal. Just put on the mask. You know, let's get back to life.
I will say that I feel like I had science on my side, whereas the earlier people didn't. But you're right. But it is easier to understand. Suzanne Deggs, listen, I appreciate you joining us. Suzanne Deggs White from Northern Illinois University, the chair of the counseling there. Well, we're clearly going to talk again because we've been doing it quite often now.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity to share with you. It's been a delight.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.
WGN.